online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Introducing your Bachelor in Paradise cast, Brooks Forrester, Kathy Kelly, and Danny Hoyt.
Welcome to the Bachelor in Paradise After Show. We are so excited to spend some weeks in paradise.
Guys, with you guys,
and you,
and you,
and Ashley, and Lauren, because they're apparently a couple. Welcome to your Bachelor in Paradise After Show here on AfterBuzz TV.
I don't think we have time to spend with all these people. You guys named a lot of people.
There are so many people, and there's more coming. Guys, we have tears and roses and weddings and makeout sessions. So much happening in the first couple episodes.
Lots of crying.
80s montage.
And more crying.
The best.
Welcome to everybody on chat roll hanging out with us. I see tons of you are already on here. We got lots of tweets. I got a lot of Snapchats.
Their bedtime and your bedtime.
It's way past my bedtime. I actually
fell asleep.
The music is going to go the entire
Just leave it. I like the bed.
At any moment, we would have
I had to get the
to
hook
say.
One last time.
What's this from? Again?
Footloose.
In 1984. Is that right?
Not even close.
82.
Sure. I mean,
sure.
Yeah.
All right. It's 84.
It's 84.
Nah.
Year I was born. The year of my
Me
birth.
Me as well.
Okay,
Don't
so.
Don't steal my identity, though.
Jeez.
Oh, boy.
That would suck. All right. Great job, everyone. So listen, Kathy, Brooks, we have, I believe, Kathy, you have booked a guest in the next couple weeks.
Did I or did Brooks?
Or did Brooks?
Or did
we did a team, with team.
You guys tag-teamed him.
Team.
Can you say who it is or is it a surprise?
Can you say who it is?
You know, they're doing the combos on the After Paradise.
Kathooks?
Kathooks.
You'd be cook.
Oh, cooks.
Kathy. That's what my mom used to say to me. Danny, time to take a bathy.
She did?
No, maybe. No. I was super young.
You and Claire would get along because Claire calls them
privies?
Privies?
Yeah, hold on. Privies? Can we take all right, first
what
poll
happened
of the
Claire
night?
Dice?
Yeah. First poll of the night since if you guys didn't watch the After Paradise After Show, they do a lot of polls. We're going to do polls here. So we've done this on other shows. We appreciate it if you guys would chime in on the chat roll. We're going to do our live polls right here. How do you feel about privies? Privies? Privies?
It's spelled privies, but
have
it's
you ever
privies.
Heard this
she
before in your life? You too.
When you guys said it, it sounded like private parts. Apparently it's not. Maybe that's just what I think that you guys talk about all
when
the time.
When she said it, yeah. Well, both accurate. When she said it.
Yeah, why don't you just say
she made
uglies?
It sound cutesy.
Yeah. They're not cutesies, they're uglies.
Yeah, we're bumping
uglies.
They're
bumping uglies. That's why they
yoga.
Say that.
No, they're just private times, not private parts.
Private times?
Private.
She didn't say we don't bump our private times together.
Oh, I thought that was the other thing then.
No, we're talking about private parts in tantric yoga.
Oh, that, yeah.
Oh, those.
Well, she was also, she made like other cute terms for like when
she
people
did.
Had like private alone session, like just talking sessions.
Oh.
Do you think she like
they
you
weren't like datesies or something?
So
I forget
privacy.
What
does she wake up in the middle of the night like you get to the bedstand and write down these ideas of like cutesy things? She's
I
got a whole list.
I don't write them down. I type them out in my notes.
Guys,
my
Kathy
phone.
Let us know that she has a secret problem. She wakes up in the middle of the night and types out notes in her phone and doesn't
weird.
Remember what she says. And then, can you read one? Give us one example. It doesn't matter what it's about,
you guys
whatever
be
the top
judge.
Note
you guys be the judge.
On your phone is right now.
They're not going to know what it is.
Doesn't matter. No context. Go with it.
If they just superimposed Ronda Rousey's face on Baron Corbin during all of his matches, I would enjoy them 1,000% more.
Kathy Kelly, ladies and gentlemen, these are the thoughts of this genius brain right here.
And if you want to understand that note, make sure to tune in to AfterBuzz TV's NXT After Show every Thursday.
Shout out to our producer, Mark. Thanks so much. He's got a fantastic voice.
Thank you
among
so much.
Among other things.
Among, wow! Among his amazing privies.
My shirts!
What's that?
I said my shirts.
I got cool t-shirts.
Oh, cool t-shirts. Yeah. Got it. All right, so let's dive into this. We have a lot to dive into. A two-night premiere.
Lots of Paradise.
So let's do this. Let's just talk about them in order of appearance. So first person we see right out of the bat, haha, commodity, Jade.
Jade.
Yeah.
She's kind of like the Lacey of last season.
Why do you say that?
Because everyone wants her.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Right,
there was a lot of hot commodities going on.
There were.
Jade and Jared.
Yeah, well, that's the next person down. Jade and Jared.
So I thought that two, not a lot, two.
When I first saw both of them and they were both first, I was like, oh, that's a couple right there.
Seems like a match.
But they are not.
Next person we see, Tenley. I haven't seen much of Tenley. That was a kind of a surprise to me. See Tenley come down.
I think it was a surprise, but at the same time, it wasn't. Like, she's a huge part of the Bachelor family.
I'm like, I was going to say, but she's been on, like, three shows, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she has. And she said later on, we saw tonight, that she's never been sent home, and she was super afraid. It was a bit humbling. That was interesting. Next person down, with even more blonde hair than she had before, Carly.
How do you get your hair so blonde, Carly?
So blonde, and dark eyebrows.
Text us.
But she
us,
looks
Snapchat.
Happy. She looks at peace.
We didn't see much of her.
Yeah, we didn't see a ton of her. I don't think that. I think we're going to see more there. But there's not a lot of drama with them. Them meaning her and her significant other, which we will get to. Next person, Jonathan, who we also did not see a lot of last night or tonight.
We saw more of him on the After the Final
Row.
Mental All. That's what it was.
Next person down the stairs was Tanner.
Tanner.
He's back.
He's
like going to
get Tanner.
That's funny.
Well, he's there.
He's burnt her right now. Next person.
Need some sunscreener.
Mikey T himself. And Carly right away. I thought it was funny. She goes, the T stands for testosterone.
No one can agree on what they should call him. Mikey T, Mikey Tenorelli. His last name is contagious. It's fun to say.
What's his last name?
Mikey Tenorelli.
Yeah, like, why would you not call him Tenorelli?
Yeah, Tenorelli.
Mikey Tenorelli.
Oh my gosh. No, this should have been a couple. Tenley Tenorelli.
Oh my gosh.
Why didn't that happen?
Tenorelli. Really?
That's funny. Next person down, Ashley I, who comes down with her sister.
Mm-hmm.
What did I miss? Did I miss an opportunity?
No.
Tenley Tenorelli.
Oh, I thought I missed an opportunity.
They missed an opportunity for an awesome name.
Yeah, they did. Well, it's not over yet. That possibility's not done yet.
You're right.
The possibility is
they're
still...
They're plugging it in. They're doing it right now.
In Paradise. Ashley I, who walks down with her sister, Lauren. How do you guys feel about this?
Don't like it. Don't like it one bit. Don't like it.
I think that it worked out how it should work out.
Let it be
Lauren
heard.
Really isn't connecting with anyone, and she wants to go home.
I thought it was really funny. The editing. Have you guys noticed how much the editing is picked up in this? It's even better. They made it more of a joke than last season.
Yeah.
When Ashley I walks down with Lauren, everyone's heads turned. They cut to a lizard even whose heads turn. Head turns like this, and then Tenley with the slow-mo. No! The editing is fantastic. Next person down the stairs, Julia. I don't remember much about Julia. Do you remember anything about Julia?
She spells her name weird.
She does. J-U-E. There's a silent E in there. Next person down is Kirk, who I did not watch Allie's season. So I don't...
No, I remember Kirk. He seemed really great.
I don't remember him at all.
He seems like a cool guy. He seems like a fun guy. Like, he'd be fun to have here in the studio and hang out with us.
Yeah.
Foreshadowing? What?
He should go on a boat date and then be Captain Kirk.
Do we have...
I thought you were going to go with...
How's the audience? How's the in-studio audience feel about that joke?
Yay!
Just kidding.
There's yays!
Yays.
Okay, I have a quick thing, by the way. Speaking of the edits. Is the point on... they're like, it's Bachelor in Paradise. It's a summer show. Yeah. Let's have fun with it. Right? Maybe that's the thinking? Does that mean, in they're setting it up for us to take it less seriously than Bachelor and Bachelorette?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
But yet the end goal is still the same. Like, we see, I hate to jump ahead, but we see a wedding.
I disagree. The end goal is different. The end goal is to find a relationship. I don't think it says to find for sure marriage. I think
semantics.
I think it's different. I think last year... I don't think we will see marriages happen out of this that often. I think last year was like a fluke phenomenon, first year, awesome. But
out of the gates, beginner's
I don't
luck.
Think that's going to happen every season. I think the more goal is to find relationship, find somebody that there's the potential for love and hoping, obviously, because that's what, if you're this age and you're dating, I think that's what you're dating for.
I would argue that there's more potential to have a marriage come out of Bachelor in Paradise because you actually, one, have an even number of guys and girls for the most part, or a more even playing field, and two, you get way more time with that person.
Not disagreeing with that. What I mean is the goal, the show, I don't think they push marriage as much as they push relationship.
No. So because they're not pushing it, then the results are going to be different?
Yeah, because in a little bit, in Bachelor and Bachelorette, what we see is marriage as the goal of, it's the end goal of the show. So it becomes this thing that you fantasize and chase, even if you're only half in love with the person, and then maybe you realize it and walk away.
We're getting in deep. Getting in deep now.
We are. You brought it up.
I think it's a great point. No, I want to talk about it. I think it's
Bachelor in Paradise and Bachelor Pad have had a higher success rate than Bachelor or Bachelorette thus far.
Are you just spouting that off, or you know that?
I know that.
According to 86.7% of the viewers, yeah, she is right.
Yeah.
In our live poll. All right, next person down. We're getting back to this. So we get everybody. Next person down, the new guy with the beard that I couldn't remember his name at first, Dan.
Dan Cox.
He was on Dez's.
Yeah, but I didn't remember him at first.
Because he grew a beard. It's thicker.
Got it. Jillian enters with a bikini and a boob job, which did she call them first
and say,
hey,
showed
come
on television.
This? Yeah, what?
Wow. She looked great.
She did look great. I will give her that.
I couldn't tell how her butt looked, though. Because there was a black box.
Because there was a black box.
Were there boxes over the boobies?
Yep.
No.
Yeah, there were for a while.
Oh, were there?
Yeah.
Well, while she was...
I think it was more of a joke, though.
The boobies?
Like, the boobies. Next person down, JJ. And the editing was funny. Right after Jade was like, I hope there's no douchebags. And then they cut to JJ walking down. I think it was really funny. And then the last person, Ashley S. So 8 girls, 7 guys. So, that being said, are you guys surprised about the relationships we see now?
I'm actually...
You mentioned the Tanner, Jade.
No, I think that makes sense. I was thinking Jade would be great with either Jared, or once I saw her on the date with Tanner, I was like, oh, that actually works, because I feel like they both think that they're trading up. Like, they both think that they're getting better than they... I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, I really want a guy that... makes me feel comfortable and respects me. She's getting that. He's going to treat her so amazingly. And he wants a hot girl, and I feel like she's a little bit out of his league. So it's great.
I thought Tanner actually had one of the quotes that sets up the season. They edited in really well. He goes, paradise is great so far. The first couple days will be paradise. It's just a matter of time, though, before the rain clouds come in. It's not if crazy is going to happen. It's more so when.
So the couple that I was surprised by that happened so fast, like out of left field, was Carly and Kirk.
I was too. And not surprised that they clicked, more just surprised that it wasn't just like a... Even, was it Ashley that said it's an... Or no, it was Lacey. Lacey called it out on the after show tonight. She goes, yeah, they're kind of on the fast track.
He didn't seem very sure of it, though, in last night's episode. Like, the guys were kind of teasing him, like, oh, you're wifed up now. And he's like, yeah, I don't... I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Who could you see him with besides...
Do you think that's just because they haven't gotten a lot of screen time? I mean, that we're feeling that way? That they're...
I will say this.
That it's a surprise that they went to, that they're together?
After the rose ceremony was over, he went straight over and put his arm around her and was like...
Well,
yeah, girl,
I think by then, yes. But this was the very first night. I don't even know if that comment was said... after they had made out or before. And also, I mean, she went in for the kiss. That's a bold move.
She did.
Do you think she
had been drinking at that point? Or do you think that was a conscious?
Definitely.
You know what I've noticed? And even in the previews for later this season, I've noticed that there's a few people that do that. When Jared kisses... kisses Claire later on, and they show it in the preview. Yeah. They show him kind of like... He's sitting down, and he's just like... Like, he takes off at her, but they show it in the preview. And then who else was the other one that lunged at somebody? Somebody else lunged at somebody with a kiss and just did it. Was it when Tenley kissed JJ, maybe?
No, she said
she invited.
That, yeah.
And I now invite you to
Jade,
kiss me, JJ.
Jade kissed, like, went forward. Wait, who else? No, I know who it is. Maybe it is Jade that
it
went for
it. Might be Jade. People are going for those kisses this season.
I couldn't tell whether it was like the girls were going for it first because they knew that they had to get a guy because of the numbers to stay. But like in real life, I don't know if I would ever have the balls to do that.
Mm-mm.
I got a question for you in real life.
Yeah.
Well, kind of. Go with me hypothetically.
All right, let's go.
We're on a date.
Hypotheticalville.
Kay.
It's me and you. We're on a date, mm-hmm. Kathy.
Where am I in the scenario? Am
you're
I table
just
next
in
to you?
The bushes watching.
Okay.
Yeah.
Am I got, paparazzi or am I
no,
just like
you're
creeper?
Just, you're just Danny.
Keeping Tom. Got it.
But you've got dominoes with okay. you and you're like, this is amazing.
Do I have a cell phone? Can I contact you?
Yes.
Who do I know?
You can Snapchat everything.
Okay, cool.
Yep. My cell phone's off because it's a date.
Because it's a date. Yeah. Yeah. But I'm Snapchatting Brooks. Two Brooks.
Yeah.
Got it.
And I'm looking good. We're looking great.
How good? Are you talking like
yeah,
tux
good? I'm looking good.
The whole nine? Mm. Got it. Okay.
So we're there. We're having a conversation. Yeah. And it's maybe 45 minutes into it.
Yeah.
And then
how
I
many
say,
glasses of wine have you guys had at this point?
Just one.
Okay.
He and doesn't drink that much.
Yeah. So I look to Kathy and I say, so I've had a really good time tonight. Yeah. And I'm now going to invite you to kiss me if you like.
At this point, I'm Snapchatting like crazy. I'm telling everyone. I'm double tapping between my face, between you guys.
Now, how would that go over? Probably just like
Kathy,
that, right?
What would you do? Would you laugh hysterically, or would you get up and walk away? What am I Snapchatting?
I have a theory that if a girl likes a guy, they can do whatever they want, and the girl will go for like it.
On the show or in real life?
In real life.
I think it's true.
Because if a guy shows up with a boombox outside of your house and you don't
you
like him, it's
cops.
A stalker.
911.
If you like him and it's like
it's the
worst
sweetest
song
thing
ever,
ever,
it's like, oh, he's just being cute. It's so stupid, but it's so cute.
And Ashley, I would be in tears.
So, but that's
if
what Tinley
like
did. Tinley did that to JJ. She was like, I now invite you to kiss me.
Yeah.
And it was
like, sure.
She's like, yeah, okay. When? Where?
Thank you, everyone, for enduring that crazy hypothetical situation. Sometimes we like to go into Hypotheticalville. That would be something you will see often on Bachelor in Paradise.
And we'll also take a lot of polls.
It illustrated a great point.
It did. If there's any other polls you'd like us to illustrate via Hypotheticalville, please let us know using the chat roll.
You wait, see that creepy
smile? Do it again. So if a girl goes in to kiss a guy like this... How do you guys feel about that?
She's
getting really
weird. For people that are on the podcast, this is what happened. I got in front of Danny's camera, and it lined us up to look like we were actually going to kiss.
Mark, is this the most fun you've had today?
I'm having a blast!
Perfect! All right.
The listeners are like, get on with it, you guys. Let's talk
I know.
Paradise.
Everybody in the channel is like, you guys are crazy. I do want to shout
like,
out...
this is worse than the ABC After Show.
I do want to shout out somebody on chat roll who brought up a very good point that they like the idea of Kirk and Tinley together. I can't figure out who said
that's
that.
That's what I thought.
Was
too.
It Rotor that said that?
But I think that her ex is actually really good friends with Kirk, so that would never happen.
Ooh.
Yeah, right?
You can't say never. Can you say never? I feel like...
Ooh, that's
how,
like...
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Code.
Let me ask you a question. Hypotheticalville. Let's go.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Let's go.
I've created a monster.
You two have been dating for a long time.
Five years. Okay. We've been dating for 5 years now.
All right. Brooks, you guys break up.
Yeah, okay. See you later.
You're amicable. You're still friends. It wasn't... Yeah.
You got another girl pregnant right after.
So now you're in a relationship with another girl, and things have progressed, but you're happy. You're content. You're good. I'm your friend.
Mm-hmm.
8 months go by. Year goes by. I'm like, hey, man, I know we're buds. I gotta be honest. I'm kind of feeling things with Kathy. I know you're happy. Would you be cool with that?
No.
We dated 5 years.
Not you, Kathy. You're not part of the equation. You just have to go with the flow.
No, we dated 5 years.
Five years.
That would be hard for me to
even
continue.
Even though you're happy.
Even though I'm happy to continue to be friends. Because it's like, you guys are going to be, if you guys actually made it, then you guys would be so close, and we were so close at one time, that it makes it awkward for us. If we were only get together
if,
for
I
a
just
short
don't ever
time,
hang out with you again. We just don't ever.
Then yeah, that
so
would
we
be
break
the thing.
Up. Technically.
We break up.
So
you
it's
guys
like
could
you
be
guys broke up, we'd have to break up.
Friendship breakups.
This
like,
happens in real life.
What if? But then you guys could have an even closer friendship and be like, "Oh, isn't it cute when she like does that cute
no.
stuff?"
Can you imagine?
Isn't Kathy so cute?
The only way it works is if it's been a short amount of time. And some guys don't even do that. Some guys in bro code are like,
it
I went
on
three
on
dates with that girl, man. And you're like, yeah, so? Do you remember her birthday? Doesn't matter.
Okay, so maybe that's the tell. Do you remember her birthday?
Yeah, that's the telling sign whether or not you're in the relationship.
There it is. All right.
Oh, well, okay.
moving on.
Look at the clock.
So, I wrote this down. Tell me you guys remember this. Yeah. Who had the first tears of Bachelor in Paradise season? Do you know who it was?
Lauren.
Oh, you jerk. How'd you know that?
Because
you remember
I
that?
Know
you
everything. Write it down.
Yes, Lauren I with the first tears of the season. Jeez, that was a little interesting. What do you guys think? Do you think Lauren and Mikey
Do they have to call her Lauren I? Is there another Lauren on the show? Is this a...
What do you got against the name Lauren?
I was going to say that they
I have nothing against it.
Yeah, nothing.
I'm really glad that they brought Ashley to Southern California for the after... Or this after show thing.
The after
and
paradise.
And they should bring Lauren as well because we're in a drought. And they both could help.
Bring the tears.
And threesomes on.
Wait. After paradise. Gonna go back and watch that, see how great that sounded.
Can we get into the producer's mind, though, of why they took this decision to bring Lauren on?
Yeah, let's talk about this.
What happened? How did they go, yeah, let's do that. And let's do it with Ashley's sister, because she's emotionally...
I think
what does the I stand for again? It's like Ioka?
I
cry a lot.
Iokaka? Isn't it like Iokoa?
Okay, so I think that their theory behind bringing on Lauren was the producers clearly love Ashley on television.
She's great TV.
And I think that Lauren is the opposite of her, as they mentioned in their packages before, like... Lauren is the not virgin version of Ashley, so they expected her to hook up with everything when she got there.
Even the animals.
And the sister will have to intervene and be like, you should be married.
Ironically, Lauren goes to bed early the first night. She's like, I don't even want a beer. I want to go home. I'm not into any of
these guys. The producers are like, this is blowing up in our face.
I wanted them to fight over the same dude.
I think they will. They still can. I think they will.
That's probably their hope, too.
I don't think that guy is there yet. I'll just say that.
You don't think that she's really that into Jared
unless
right
they
now.
Actually bring in Aladdin, I don't think that...
I think that she is into Jared. I don't think Jared wants anything to do with Ashley.
Yes, Kathy. Best joke on AfterBuzz so far.
What about Aladdin?
That's hilarious.
It's fantastic. I mean, it's true.
Have you seen the BuzzFeed real-life versions of the princes?
I just saw something come across my Facebook.
I cried, actually. I actually eyed because I was so sad that those guys don't exist as real humans.
Okay, so I'm going to move on here to the first date card.
Okay.
It's Ashley I, and she chooses Jared.
Can we just call her Ashley Cry from now on?
Let's call it perfect. Okay. She will from now on be known as Ashley Cry. In a loving way.
Yeah, it's like, Ashley Cry.
She owned it. She owned it. She made fun of herself.
She's like, of course I cry.
We're not making fun of you. Yeah. We're joking with you.
I ugly cry a lot, so I sympathize.
Me, Ed Brooks, never. Ever.
Yeah, I ugly cry. Oh, yeah, I do. Time. I do.
We cry all the time. Do you think you guys could cry if you had to on point?
Yeah.
How fast? How fast could you do it?
Like, how fast are the tears going, or how quickly can you cry?
How fast can you make tears go?
I probably can't do it.
I can't.
She'll laugh so hard, she'll cry eventually. Yeah. Okay, moving on, you were saying.
Give me a second. I got watery eyes. Can you see them?
That is good.
I did watery eyes. Can you guys see them?
Aren't everyone's eyes a little bit
watery? No, you could tell.
You just stared at the light for 20 seconds.
I looked right at you. That's why I cried.
You cut it to make it look like that.
I did.
For the viewers.
Live.
Those of us who are really sitting here, he was looking at the light. That's a nasty trick.
First date card.
Someone just tweet you?
That just drives my eyes up.
Somebody didn't know. It's a live Periscope. First date card. Ashley I, and she picks Jared.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you guys think about this little date? By the way, I want to say this. Tell me what you think about the date. I'll wait.
I just wanted to say, I thought it was very endearing that she couldn't talk to him when they were at the campfire.
Oh, yeah.
That was cute. Like, I relate to that. So, yeah, as a girl, I think that it's hard to see, like, all these girls who are, like, going up to guys and, like, getting what they want. And, like, she seems more genuine in that moment. So.
That was, I felt bad.
Yeah.
But I also
Because so many people make fun of her, and I think that she actually does have great intentions. She seems like a very genuine person. She just comes off as a lot sometimes.
Yeah, it comes off a lot. I don't think she's... Yeah, to your point, I don't think she's trying to get like, I don't think she's trying to be sleazy. She's not trying to, like, get anything like that. No. She's just genuinely, I mean, like, hey, I like you.
She clearly has a lot of insecurities, which she's shown on the show. She thinks that she's not lovable. She thinks that she's going to end up alone. She says those as jokes, but I think that she actually a little bit, like, believes that.
Her and Ben H would make a couple.
Huh?
Wait. Mm. What?
Ben H said that. I just don't know if I can be loved again.
If I'm lovable.
I'm lovable. I don't just know if I'm a lovable, cuddly creature.
Lovable, cuddable kind of guy.
Which, okay, by the way, when she did say that tonight, I was like, well, is that real? Like, does she really think that, or is that something she's just playing off?
I think because that sometimes.
She seems to be like, that is, she said it multiple times. She was with her sister. She said, okay, I guess we'll go home now and die alone. And then she said it again later. And so I'm wondering if she's just like, she knows, okay, I know that I'm pretty, and she's downplaying it because she's beautiful. And
there are pretty people that end up alone, though, too. Like, she doesn't want to just be with anyone.
In the real world, guys are going to approach her. I guarantee you she gets talked to on a regular basis by guys.
Sure.
To help her understand, probably not going to die alone. So when she acts like that, to me, it just seems somewhat of a facade. And I'm not saying it is. I'm saying that's my initial reaction to that.
I don't see it as a facade. I see it as a lack of confidence because of bad experiences. And every time one happens, it knocks it down.
Yeah.
And she needs something to like build the momentum back up.
Yeah.
Okay. Need a good guy like Jared.
But I will say, on the flip side, you put yourself in this position. It doesn't have, like, you know what I mean? The success percentage of what could happen to build her confidence here is far smaller than the percentage that's going to knock her down a rung if she's already struggling with confidence. This is hypothetically.
It's Bachelor in Paradise.
It's Bachelor in Paradise. Wow. Ashley, I, and Jared's date. They take out that four-wheeler crazy machine. I rented one of those in Utah.
Here we go.
That is an awesome date. I was with the dude.
Sorry, Danny, I had to. Sorry.
Here we go. So let's go to Hypotheticalville. No, those things are a blast. That looked like a lot of fun to me.
Yeah. Not hypothetically. Like, not hypothetically. Actually,
those things IRL. Actually go up to like 60 miles an hour, and you're trudging through water. It's amazing.
60 whole miles an hour?
These aren't cry eyes. These are judgy eyes. If you guys can't see at home. Thank you.
Yeah.
I was waiting for it. All right. I didn't really see much on the date. I thought it was awkward.
He seems like he knows that he's a hot commodity.
He also knows that he's not over Caitlyn.
A little bit, but I think that he's also kind of trying to, like, he's not trying to tie himself down yet because there are other relationships that he potentially wants to explore there.
And I thought he was nice about the way he let her know that. He did say that later. He's like, I just don't want to, you know, he kind of said it in a roundabout way. He was trying to be as kind as he could.
Yeah.
I mean, it even shows.
That's also, as a girl, all you hear is, wow, you don't want me, you want other people.
Which sucks. Doesn't matter how nice the guy is and trying to let her down. And then he even, you can see his heart and his actions are on par with his words because he gives her the rose.
Do what Mikey Ciccarelli does. When she says that, don't listen.
He goes, he literally said so to Claire.
So.
He goes, so?
Okay.
If the producers had, like, actually just switched the thing and done Jared first and then Mikey after, Jared would have picked Claire, right? Mm-hmm. Ashley would have freaked out. And what would have happened, hypothetically?
Dun dun! I don't know.
Would Mikey have picked Ashley to stay? Or
Mikey
Jillian.
Would have picked Jillian, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So then the producers probably wanted Ashley and Lauren to stay.
It's very interesting. A lot of thought process goes into this.
Mm-hmm.
Too much for me. I just want to sit back with a Mai Tai and enjoy it. Second date card, Jade gets it. This was interesting, too, to your point of what the producers do, because if she gets the first date card, her and Jared probably would have gone right away. But instead, Jared is just getting back from his date. And she goes with Tanner.
Well, let me dive into that. On Bachelor in Paradise, I was only on one episode. So, and speaking to Girl Code, Guy Code.
Yeah.
Basically, when I got there, everyone was off limits except for Jacqueline. And can't remember your name. And the other girl. So I was like, okay.
Keeping it real. This isn't hypothetical, folks. Jackie.
And to my surprise, I was actually interested in Jackie. I was like, you know what? Like, cool. Like, of all the girls here, I would have taken her out on the date anyway. And she's the one that's available. Great. Okay. Fast forward. After our date, it's the next day. I haven't had much time with her. All these other people have had way more time. So I tell the producers, this is what I'm up to. I'm going to do this little scavenger hunt thing. And I want you to hide these clues so that no one can see them. And I'm going to be over here. And they're like, great. And then they're like, postponed. They're like, we'll do it in like an hour. We'll do it in like an hour. We'll do it in like an hour.
They wanted you
then
to
they're
go.
Like, oh, someone has a date card and they're taking Jackie. And I was like, son of a bitch.
That's how it went down?
So the point is
what?
That Kathy is 100% correct. That they do. They take all into consideration of like, okay. Because they would probably be like, okay, if Brooks has more time with Jackie, then
they're gonna couple up.
Jackie might actually pick Brooks, and then that makes Zach, who's been here forever, you know what I mean? Like, we've got to give Zach a leg up here somehow. And they're like, oh, cool, surprise date card in the middle of the night. Anyway.
Interesting. We'll have to see how some of this stuff plays out, because... Yeah, exactly. Yes. Well, there's stuff like with, like, so then Tanner, he goes, I'm already feeling more of a connection with Jaden one night than I did all season with Caitlin. Direct quote. Another quote from Tanner.
Wow. Yeah. Well, Tanner never got a one-on-one.
He did never get a one-on-one, but he was around for a while. Very
but
interesting.
But I think also that people who are watching have probably experienced that as well, is you can click with someone instantly.
Yeah.
And you don't know what it is, whether it's...
Chemistry.
Yeah, it's chemistry.
So then we're to the end of night one, right as night one is ending. Who walks down the stairs? None other than Clara Dice herself, Claire Crawley, with a date card in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Brooks, you know Claire a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Mildly.
Is Claire, Kathy, I mean, tell me what you guys think. Like, is this, I know people are hating on Claire for coming back. Like, we
I
saw in the preview.
I want her to find a dude.
But,
like,
but here's my thing.
Awesome.
Here's my question.
Why doesn't anyone want to?
Yeah, I don't think that's unfounded that people want to hate on her for coming back. She's, there's no TV time. You're not getting paid to do this. Like, she's coming because she wants
you
to find.
You are getting paid to do this.
But she wants to find somebody.
Yeah. So, I think what people are arguing is you can go and find someone elsewhere. Why are you just exclusively looking at Bachelor alum on a TV show?
And what's the answer to that question?
Because it's freaking fun!
True. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Or
you can go on Match.com and
or three times or four times, yeah.
Oops. But, yeah.
Who's been on the most? Is it Michelle Money? She's been on, like, four or five.
Is it Michelle or is it Claire?
Yeah, I think
Claire
they're,
might be.
They're equal now,
they're
I think.
Which is what, four?
Three?
Graham was on three.
Three.
Yeah.
Graham was on...
Yeah, Graham
one
was on
and
three
two.
As well.
He was on Pat, and then he was on Paradise.
Yeah.
And, yeah, four. That's four. He was on Bachelorette, Pad, Paradise.
He was on two pads?
Yeah, wasn't he?
I don't know. I thought... No, Stagliano. Mm. Michael Stagliano was on two pads.
Ask the chat roll.
Chat roll, but if you guys know who's been on the most, which Bachelor alum has been on all the shows the most, let us know.
Don't know, just do a poll, and then who you think has been on the most.
Some of us who are lower down on the totem pole, hierarchy,
I mean,
you're
in the middle of the pack.
Yeah, I've got a lot, but slowly getting
pushed down.
Most people
are one, you're up a two.
Thanks. So, but when you watch, like, any of the After the Final Rose, or... After the Final Rose, because that's the only thing I can think of.
Mental all.
You'll notice that the hierarchy is sat in that order.
Yeah.
Like, people that are higher up on the thing, that's because it's like, you're a little less...
We don't care,
like,
about you as much.
But, like, Michelle Money, Graham, Claire, all the people that have been on multiple shows, they're always down closest to Chris.
Face of the franchise.
Yeah.
Graham was only on one pad. Thank you, About 36 Freaks.
Cool.
Mike was on two, Kathy. You're correct.
I have a question
going
for Brooks.
Going up against trivia,
are you,
Kathy.
Are you jealous... That they have a pool this season.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The frick, you talked about that.
They don't have
to
make basketball courts or, like, do scavenger hunts.
Yeah, they're not on Gilligan's Island. Which, by the way, if it was a 3-hour tour, why did they pack so much stuff?
Yeah, who packs so much stuff for a 3-hour
tour? Yeah, 3-hour tour.
I just watched a BuzzFeed video about how, all of the girls on Gilligan's Island were able to shave their armpits.
Shaving their armpits?
And how that wasn't, like, accurate because they were on an island, and how would they get razors?
Pluck them out.
Yeah. Hardcore.
One by one.
Scrape them with rocks.
Instead of hardcore, yeah. Scrape them right out. You don't need armpits. Nobody sees your armpits.
Yeah. A rock that is rolling can't gather moss. That's not applicable.
That is Mark Twain, ladies and gentlemen. all right, so back to Claire. Claire walks down. We start night two with Claire Crawley has a date card. And right away, she gets approached. Have we seen this happen before? Mikey no. T asks love, her on a date.
I love
date.
How, was it Kirk? Goes, Kirk goes, is this how this works?
That's when I, when he said that is when I thought to myself, I like this guy. Yeah. I didn't know this guy. He's I like, well, can we do that? That's how this works?
He seems really shy at first, but he's really funny.
Kirk?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
How
like
old
him.
Is Kirk?
Like the low-key funny
He
dude.
Looks like 30, young 30. 30. Like
I was
going to
say 33, 34s.
Yeah, he's either like Jesus okay. or Jesus
But
plus
he's like,
one.
That's the perfect age to get married. So like.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe a little bit.
Whew, don't yeah. tell me that, Kath. My birthday's coming up in 3 weeks, and I don't want to be thinking about that yet. So, you think that is that the
You're not old enough to be funny yet.
Is that the right? Is that the right age to get married?
What?
How old are you? Close? Are you close to marriage age?
I'm past marriage age.
Dudes, yeah.
I'm 30.
Is that? That's how old I am.
Yeah, we're old.
Guys should be thinking about. Getting married.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll talk.
Guys, tweet us what you think.
I'm trying. I'm out there. Just trying, you know, trying to be with a nice girl, you know?
Guys, tweet us what you think. Are we too old? Ladies, will you let us know? Please?
I think you guys are, like, on the right track.
Fast track.
I don't want to be on the fast track. Who was it that said, by the way, that we see, she said Jared's dating somebody old, with old people? Oh, was that it was, Ashley I? She was like...
Yeah, Ashley I. And I think that that's definitely an insecurity that she has.
But what did
not,
she say?
She's what, 26?
She said that it hurts her more seeing him with someone that's older.
Yeah, what the heck? Well,
no one on the show is old. No one's even... Maybe
I mean,
old,
there are a couple
Kurt.
Girls that are like 33
That's
or
not
something.
Old.
There are? There's girls on the show that are 33?
Claire's
33?
And Tenley, I think.
Yeah, yeah, Tenley's definitely over 30.
I was surprised when Nick was like 34. I was like, get out of here. He looks like he's 17 again.
Did you actually react like
yeah,
that?
I was like, Zac Efron.
People are mad that I had a bias against Nick last season.
It's
on
not a bias
show.
If it's your opinion.
I know. That's what I was saying,
I
was but I didn't say it. Thanks.
Say it now. I was saying it for you. That's not a bias.
It's an opinion.
It's an opinion.
And yeah. I think that everyone is entitled to their own opinion. You can have an opinion that you like him. I just had an opinion that I didn't necessarily think
Yeah, your
think
opinion
was
just sucks. That's
right
okay,
reason.
Guy.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'm just teasing.
You liked him.
Yeah, I did.
A lot.
Yeah. I'm a fan of Nick.
I like Sean.
Nick,
for Caitlin.
Nick might actually be the next Bachelor. Let's talk about it. He actually might. He could.
There's a possibility.
He's gaining traction.
I really liked what Ashley I said on the after show, the ABC after show. She said, I didn't see it with Nick at all. At all. She's like, I'm not attracted to him. And when I met him in person, there was something about him, whether it was his cologne, his aura, something that made me attracted to him.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say that's pretty accurate.
I mean, you have final two and two bachelorettes.
With two BA girls that are awesome.
You just don't do that.
Honestly.
You just don't do that.
You don't do that.
I think that he's incredibly smart. He seems really funny. I just don't necessarily think that he's, like, he was that, I don't know.
You don't have to defend it anymore. We welcome your opinion here. We put ours around your opinion.
I just like Sean better.
I will say this about Sean. I want to say this. I know we're going to take a brief pause in the Bachelor in Paradise stuff because I want to say this about Sean. I follow Caitlin Bristow's Snapchat, and her Snapchats now that Sean can be in them are freaking hilarious. They are so funny.
He's drinking a beer. In them, even when he wasn't allowed to.
Yeah, he was in. But like, he's drinking a beer in almost every Snapchat, and she's like, she keeps teasing because he always uses a blow dryer to do his hair. So she'll sneak up on him when he's blow drying his hair with like the monkeys emojis that are covering their eyes or like covering their mouth because he got pissed one time. And then did you see these?
Uh-uh.
She keeps like sneaking up on him in the bathroom and he's doing his hair and it'd be like, ugh, it's so funny to me.
Yeah.
So I have to give props to that. Like, it's nice to see a different side of his personality that's not so serious.
Yeah,
they're cute together.
Yeah, they've actually been pretty funny, so.
Are you following Caitlin right now?
Yeah, I'm going to it.
Snapback Bean. Follow Caitlin Bristow. She is a great Snapchat follower. Caitlin, giving you shout-outs, getting you followers out here. We would love for you guys to reciprocate it. You and Sean, come hang out with us right here. AfterBuzz TV. For
Snapchat Bean?
I want to do...
Snapback Bean. Oh, like a snapback hat with a bean.
A poll. Or just tweet at us with whoever you guys think we should try to get as guests on this season's after show.
Let us know. Tweet. And you know what? What could help us? Tweet them and include us on the tweet. Because when they see our names included, that helps. And then we can retweet it. So
they had Jenny and Teets on, Jenny Mullen, who is Jason Biggs' wife, on the after show, which I'm super jealous about because we actually invited her to be a guest on the after show several seasons ago, and she said
And you know what she said?
She said no.
Why?
No. She said
no.
No.
Okay, before we get to the after show, let's just do the rose ceremony and let's talk about this because I actually want to talk about something she said. Real quick, the rose ceremony. So Tanner's up first and he picks
Jade.
Kirk's up next and he picks
Claire.
Eyebrows.
What's her name?
Carly.
Carly.
Dan's
don't call
up.
Her eyebrows. It's me.
Carly. No, Carl, it's a joke. It's like Ashley Cry. I don't actually mean it. I'm sorry, Carly. Right. Dan then picks.
What if someone just like called Danny Nose or something? You know, like.
Yeah, Danny.
Like, wouldn't you
Danny
be like,
beard.
Wait?
What, yeah,
that
I'd be
person's
like, why?
A douche.
Danny Douche.
That is actually your nickname.
Is it?
Yeah.
We, around what circles?
Everyone calls you that.
Yeah, sorry.
Damn it.
Hey.
I'm going to take this moment to thank you guys.
It's not, we're not making fun of you.
Yeah, we're not making fun of you. It's just like a nickname
you're
that like everyone has
me.
For
you're
you.
You're laughing at me. Got it. Okay. Now it all makes sense.
I mean, I found out they call me Bofifus Beauregard, so, you know.
Do you know what we call you?
I cried.
Kathy Smelly Kelly.
Yep.
Was
you know? How'd you know?
Because I heard you guys once.
People, whoever's listening to this podcast right now driving down the street is probably thinking we are crazy.
Worse than the ABC after show.
All right, so let's get back to the rose ceremony. So Kirk picks
Carly.
Dan picks Ashley S. Jonathan picks.
This is like matching the cards.
We never talked about Dan and Ashley S's first date. In a hospital in Mexico.
Terrible footage. Like, we still don't even know what
That's
happened.
That's cute.
Cute in a way.
She
still
loves him more than parrots.
Yeah, that was funny. They actually worked together, which I kind of like. Yeah. That was very interesting.
Well, and then she came back and she's like, you guys, it's like my birthday, French fries. That's the funniest comment I've heard on the show.
Actually, for my best friend's birthday, we got her a French fry cake.
I Googled it. There was like tons of pictures. I'm like, this is a thing.
Yeah.
French fry cakes.
French fry cakes.
Next up, Jonathan picks
Julia.
Julia. Which they also didn't get like any screen time. I don't think we saw Julia at all.
I didn't even know she was on the show.
And it was, what's her name? Next up, Mikey T picks Kathy.
Wait.
Who does Mikey T give his rose to?
He gave his rose
to. It's almost Claire.
Jillian.
Okay.
This is the way I interpret. Mikey T. He gets up.
Go.
Gets
is this hypothetical, though?
No, this is exactly
this
what he
is
did.
This is real, though.
He goes, my name is Mikey T. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Claire, I hear you, but I don't hear you, and I know you're like, just accept my rose. She's like, shit. And he goes, you're going to accept my rose, right? And she's like, do I have an option? I mean, if I say no, then I'm not going to get a rose from somebody else.
Can you be Mikey, and I'll be Claire?
Yeah.
Do it. Okay. Ready?
Okay.
Hold on, wait, don't start yet, guys.
This is a scene with Mikey T and Claire.
So,
So, Claire-dice.
Mikey,
sorry to interrupt you, but I got something to say.
Okay, can I just talk first?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, I think you're a really, just a great guy, like, stand-up guy. Some girl is going to be really, really lucky to have you, and, I really value our friendship, so I just want to be friends.
I hear
friends.
You.
Yeah.
You will accept my rose?
Do you know what the roses stand for? Are you doing CrossFit with your pets right now?
So is that a yes? Is that a yes?
No.
Ain't nobody else in here going to give you a rose.
Yes.
Okay.
And scene.
I was acting.
Round of applause. So good. Even the how'd you get a machine in there to make your pecs do that so fast? That was incredible.
I was just wiggling back and forth. Just wiggling.
What if you like put your arms under your shirt?
Peck, peck.
We both.
This is like Mikey T on the after paradise.
I apologize so much. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Oh my goodness. Okay. All right. Next up in the rose ceremony was Jared, who gives his rose to
Ashley and Lauren. Group hug.
And last but not least, JJ, who gets real pissed at Chris Harrison for a second.
Wait, I don't know what he said.
Chris,
go ahead and feel free to say something before handing out the rose if you want.
No, I won't be able to. He gets like real pissed at him, real serious.
No, I won't be able to.
JJ, what's wrong, bro?
I thought that he was going to leave right then. I thought like, he was that's too. Honestly what
Can't
I thought.
Can't do it, I'm out. Can't
no,
do
no,
it.
No, I won't be able to find the words to express the emotions I'm feeling right now, the difficulty. Is that what he meant?
I don't know.
I wish, he's so cocky sometimes, I wish that he would have said, I invite you to accept this.
I will say this about JJ. He did say on the Mintel All, when him and Clint kind of went back and forth at it, he was saying, a lot of people don't get my humor. He's like, it's like hockey room humor, blah, blah, blah. I have found him way funnier since that whole editing thing changed. I looked at some of his Instagram stuff. He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
I completely misjudged
him.
Well,
he made a comment tonight that made me laugh. He's like, listen, I mean, they could put something down at my feet for starters.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah, sure, tomorrow they'll have all the power again, but now
I'm reveling in the moment.
His like, jokes okay. are one of those things where, like, in editing, they come off as super douchey, but I think that he's just kind of funny.
Yeah. It's a very dry humor, but I've kind of started to get it. So, last but not least, so JJ has the rose. It's down to Tenley or Jillian. He had already kissed Jillian. We see Tenley go in for the kiss. I thought in this moment he's going to pick Jillian, and he picks Tenley. Were you guys surprised?
Well, no, because you can't pick someone like Jillian.
Why?
Because she's too manipulative. Like
she
he
was
is.
Coming on real
Be
hard.
Out of my hand. He saw that. He's like, I can't compete with that. I'm going to go for the one that I can control.
It's your privilege to accept my rose. That's what Rhoda Cortez said. That's funny.
What did Jillian say to him before? She's like, you're giving me the rose, right? Like
she say that?
She said something. She was very like coming on strong in the like...
When they were sitting on the beach thing.
What if Clint comes on Paradise? We don't know for sure.
Oh.
What if Clint comes on Paradise?
And then Clint's just like, JJ, I thought you were going to give me your rose.
Oh, my gosh.
But they kind of buried the hatchet at Mintel Law.
They did, but it would be, you know, producers would edit something funny if they come on. Yeah. Because that was the funniest.
I feel like they wouldn't do it again because they're, like, too self-conscious about it.
Nah.
Or they would ham it up for
the
more
boys
TV
would
time.
Ham it up. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. The boys would ham it up. That could be really funny. So then the previews, we see there's going to be a lot of drama. There's going to be some love. Looks like there's going to be a fight between, is it Joe and JJ, maybe?
Somebody gets pregnant.
Somebody
loses their virginity.
Do you think Ashley loses her virginity on the show?
No, someone did the fantasy suite, and they're like, did you use a condom? And they're like, nope. They're like, you pregnant. I think they jumped to conclusions. Map, Seinfeld reference, or what?
Hello, it's
who
a conclusion. It's a map with
suite.
Different conclusions on it.
What?
Who asked for the fantasy?
Ashley,
suite?
I.
Ooh.
She's talking to Chris. She says, "I want a date that can lead to a fantasy
day suite where I can
take
this V card. I can take this
hotel card and
swipe
it
and swipe my V card."
That's not what she said.
That's what I heard.
Yep. That's actually
that's the scuttlebug.
What did you guys hear on the chat roll? So wait, is she so
Tanner
after
and
Paradise.
Jade are cute.
Okay, yeah. So Brooke brought up a good point. Let's talk about the After Paradise after show real quick. This is what we'll wrap
I thought
up.
We're
with this.
Actually going to talk about the relationships on the show thus far. Well, I guess they haven't really developed too.
They
much.
They haven't really developed yet. Yeah. So like, I mean, out of the three, I see the strongest being, and this is going to surprise you guys. Being Ashley S. and Dan.
Whoa, yes. Actually, yeah.
I see that one being the one that kind of sticks it through several weeks.
He was so freaking cute in the hospital when he got an IV.
Like, what?
So that she...
wasn't alone. That was pretty awesome. That's
but is that why he did move. It? Dan, we know your tricks. You're a triathlete. And you're like, I could use an IV right now. I'm dehydrated. It's the best way to stay hydrated. I'm kidding. I think he really did it.
Yeah, it's very interesting
to help her.
Who do you think is the strongest relationship?
That's a good one. I think.
Or second strongest then.
Jade and Tanner.
Yeah? See that? You see that going somewhere?
Yeah.
Who is that? In the preview we see, he's just going to keep cheating on you. Who are they talking about?
Someone that hasn't come yet.
Who lies? Jared says, you're lying to my face. Who's lying?
It's got to be a girl. Because I don't think he would have... Why does he have this... I don't see Jared as a real outspoken guy with amongst the guys. If someone's lying or cheating, he's like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, I see him. I see him calling a girl.
But
out.
If it was a girl, he'd be like, listen, I'm trying to like have a relationship with you, and you're just lying to me.
Claire. You think it's Claire? You think Claire kisses somebody else?
Yeah. I was surprised at that.
Definitely
when
not
he was like,
Joe.
I will give my rose to you, Claire. And she's like, you telling me this? And he was like, yeah, I'm telling you this.
And then she says, if somebody else gives you a rose, can we still spend time? And he said, yeah. She said, yeah.
I could see them going on a date.
I think they will.
Week. When he gets a date card, he will for sure take her on a date if that happens next week. And then Ashley will just lose it.
They're on the opposite sides of the spectrum, though.
Okay.
I mean, like, opposites attract.
Honest question. If Ashley, if Jared moves on to someone else, which it looks like that's what's going to happen, is there another guy currently at Paradise you could see Ashley I with?
That's
whether they're in a relationship or not. What other guy at Paradise do you see?
Dan Cox.
You think Dan would leave Ashley S?
No, but I'm saying
there are more guys coming next week.
We see Joe, and I don't know who else.
I don't see her with Joe.
Don't see her with Joe. I also see Joe.
You said if they were in a relationship or
would
not.
Would her and Michael get along?
No.
I don't think so.
Don't think so. Interesting. It'd be interesting to see.
I'm trying to think of the entire Bachelor franchise who Ashley.
Oh, I'm not thinking on that level, that scope at all.
Poll. Send us who you think that Ashley I should date
that
wasn't
Ashley
on Bachelor in Paradise.
In all of Bachelorville. Jeez, it's back.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about this. What?
I was going to say next week, we can't announce it, but we do have a special guest.
Yes.
Next week. So tune in. It's going to be
Jenny Mullen.
Hysterical.
Gosh, I would love to have.
She's so funny.
She's what saved After Paradise. I don't know if you guys watch After Paradise. I personally thought they're just like, I wanted to see more opinions, save for Jenny and Tweets.
Jenny and Teets. Jenny Mullen.
Jason Biggs' wife, Jenny Mullen.
I hope that they get Jason on the show as well, because I think that their chemistry, like, they would just have us crying laughing.
You know who's surprisingly funny was the guy from Scandal. What's his name?
Joshua Muglio.
I do like having the super fans on the show, especially since it helps ABC promote their other things.
Yeah.
But they need to show. I also liked seeing the extra footage, but we didn't really get anything out of the guests that were from Paradise.
Like, no.
And I get that they can't give away too much because
Ashley almost did.
It's still going.
She talked a lot. Mikey didn't say much.
It's just, I don't know.
They bagged
on Mikey a lot. Yeah. He took it well. He took it like a champ.
He seemed really sad when everyone was just like, he's like, I'm a beef heart.
Yeah, it did seem kind of sad. Like, he took it like a champ.
Give him the beef heart, at least.
Jeez. I actually think that's a cool nickname. Beef heart? It's like Icebox from Little Giants. It's like the coolest nickname ever. Beef heart. That's a cool nickname.
Yeah. I feel like Mikey could be like the Cody. He could be like the Cody of
who
last
snagged
season.
Michelle money.
And then they broke up.
Yeah, but still. Like that
Cody is way bigger than Mikey T.
Cody's got a smaller head, but I feel like they're...
Yeah. Okay, let me tell you the funniest thing.
Cody's shoulders are bigger than his head.
Funniest thing about Cody. I love Cody. My first time I met Cody, I was like, easy muscles. And then, nicest guy. I love Cody. But we're on Bachelor in Paradise. Everyone's asleep, right? And Cody had come out of the beach from working out. Typical. He'd done like 3 or 4 workouts
this
a day.
Like late at night?
It's like at 5 o'clock in the evening.
In the morning?
In the evening. Everybody's just passed out?
Yeah, everyone's just like kind of just taking a nap, right?
Yeah.
He walks
Siesta.
In. There's a mirror in front of him. He does like his little thing with his hair. And then he goes, full on flex.
And
then
awake?
Looks at himself and then walks off. He gets called out. Someone saw him. They're telling the story the very next day. They're like, this is what happened. He came in. Cody goes, yeah, man, got to get your pump on. And he just like, just totally
so
was
confident.
Like, yeah, so what? Yeah, I was looking at myself. I look awesome.
I think that's one of the reasons why he was so attractive to Michelle last season was because he's just so confident in like what he, like, he, you can't make fun of him. Like, I think that that's what was the problem with Mikey T, was that it was clear that, like, these things were hurting him, where he could just make a joke out of it, and then people would be like, oh, he gets it.
Yeah, he's fun. He's fun to have because he rolls with the punches.
You're like, I am CrossFit King.
Yeah,
there you go. And you said he owns a CrossFit gym, actually.
Yeah,
where's this at?
Chicago. Mikey lives in Chicago.
Chicago. Did you guys get a lot from the show then? Besides, I mean,
I personally didn't like the percentage number thing that they were doing. Like,
was it because there was too many voices on the show? Like too many people. Chris did a good job of handling it, but there was a lot going on.
Yeah.
I just freaking loved Jenny. She made me laugh like four different... Every time she spoke, it was funny to me.
Also, I thought, and this is something that I might want to see, Chris Harrison as The Bachelor.
I love that she said it.
That was a great moment.
Amy Schumer also said it, didn't she?
Yeah. But that was real, and his reaction...
His reaction was real. He kind of went... Like, as if, like, I've been saying this for several seasons
okay.
now.
This is what it is. The most interesting conversation.
Do you really want to see Chris
go
through this? No.
Oh, it'd be the most viewed Bachelor. It'd be the most viewed Bachelor season in history.
The most interesting conversation on the show is the stuff that's unscripted, because whenever Chris asks a question, you know that it's from the producers. I like it when it's something that's off the cuff and they don't have rehearsed answers for it.
But do you think if Chris Harrison were The Bachelor, he would just be hosting it the whole time, all the dates?
No. He would host it. He would take a backseat to hosting it. But I think they
would
like
host the dates.
Do you think he would actually be open for love?
Yeah, 100%. Okay. But I think they'd do cool introspective interviews.
Very weird, conversation on the dates.
I would love to see that. I would 100% watch that. And I would host the shiz out of this after show about that.
Mm-hmm.
That would be so much fun.
As long as this after show is better than After Paradise.
If you guys watch both, let us know what we can do
to make ours
even better.
Not as bad.
All right. Is that it? Anything else, you guys?
Nope.
All right. Great. Well, two more nights. We got 2 hours Sunday and then 1 hour Monday. We'll see you guys. Are we going to go to middle camera? Mark, can we go to middle camera?
Yeah.
See you guys next week.
Oh, I
tell you. Oh, in the meantime, where can we find you? Brooks, you're up for it. Wait. Brooks, turn around.
Oh, okay.
In the meantime, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Brooks Forrester and our Instagram at Brooks A. Forrester. Can't even remember my own handles.
You can find me on Twitter at Catherine Kelly and on Instagram at Kathy Kelly.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Danny Hoyt and on Snapchat at Danny Hoyt 47. For Brooks and Kathy and Mark in the back of the producer booth, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. This has been your Bachelor in Paradise after show.
Bye, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye now.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.